Hi everyone, today we are going through James chapter 4, in just two verses today, 11 and 12. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? All right, so this passage, again, it's just two verses. It's in some ways a summation of much of James. So it's kind of a transition point here where he's kind of summing up a lot of the thoughts that he's had. He's kind of bringing them together. We have this word here that, you know, it's like you're not a doer of the law, a doer of the word, right? That comes from earlier in James where he says, you know, like be a doer, right? Don't just like believe in it, right? Do it. Like don't just look at it, read it, but do what God says. And he talks about speaking evil against one another. That kind of goes back to when James talks about taming the tongue. And then, of course, the past couple of days we've been talking about conflict and the source of that being our own sinful hearts. And so, of course, as a command here, it makes sense to not speak evil against other people. And what James says is when we speak evil against someone, when we slander someone, we talk about someone in a negative way, what we're doing is we are judging them, right? And what James says is you're judging the law. Now, I can't get a consensus fully on what this means, but it's along the lines of declaring that the law of God, essentially, is not good. It's going against the law of God. And however, there's a nuance there maybe that we're missing out on, but when you judge someone, you're essentially judging the law. Now, there's some nuance in how we understand judging one another, and which I won't get into too much here, but when we think poorly, when we think ill of someone, when we judge someone in a pejorative way, we're going against the law of God. We're not doing what the word says. In verse 12, James says, there's only one lawgiver and judge, and he is the one who's able to save and destroy. So who are you to judge your neighbor? Who are you to speak ill, speak against your neighbor? What he's saying is leave that to the one lawgiver and judge, to Jesus, right? He is the one who's able to save and to destroy. That is not up to us. We do not speak that way against our brothers. What do we do instead? We use our tongues, we use our mouths, we use our words to speak truth and love to our brothers and sisters. We don't go against God's word. We don't go against God's law, but we go in the direction of love. And so, again, it sums up a lot of things, right? We have to tame the tongue, right? We have to apply, we have to do what God says. And, you know, we have to be careful about our sinful hearts, like we've been talking about the past 2 days, right? In terms of the quarreling and fighting and the source of that being our own sinful desires and the wisdom from the world, all those kind of things. And so with that, we should bring our hearts before the Lord. Repent of those evil thoughts, the bad thoughts we have about other people, and strive to love them. So let me just pray for us, and let's pray that we can live this out, that we can be a doer of the law, not a judge, but be a blessing, speak truth and love to our neighbors. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this word, and we just pray that you'll help us to live this out. Forgive us for the ways we speak evil, even think evil, how we judge others, and help us to live by your law, the law of love and of grace and compassion and kindness. And may we trust that you are the one lawgiver and judge. May we surrender control, surrender our hearts to you, God. We thank you, Lord, again. In your name we pray. Amen.